Kum Lenin Lablat Gemara. We are up to Dav Kuf Gimel Amad Aleph, the Mishnah. Six lines from the top. Says the Mishnah, Ha'oimir, if I can still talk about Menachos, Ha'oimir, if somebody says, Harei Alai Mincha, I take upon myself to bring a carbon mincha, but he mentioned Menas Oedim from barley. Now, all Menachos that you offer are from wheat. There is a couple of mincha of barley, and that is the Moshe Menachos Chayte, Menachos Ha'oimir, but not a voluntary... Not a voluntary carbon, but not a voluntary one. So what should you do? You have a menachit, he brings from wheat. We'll soon see in the Gemara why. Kemach, he said, I'll bring from flour. No, it's cheap flour, we don't do that. You have a menachit, I'll bring from the fine flour, so he has to bring a mincha. He's stuck with his promise, but he brings it from the flour. Bloy shemen uvaloy levoin. I'm going to bring over here mincha without any oil, without any incense. Yavi shemen ulevoin. He brings a proper mincha with oil and with incense. What happens? He says chatzi isaron. Now we know that the minimum size for mincha is one isaron, a tenth of an eifer. And he said, I'll bring a mincha made up of a half of an isaron. Is yavi isaron shalom. You got to bring a mincha and then you do it right. Isaron umachtzef. He said, I'll do a one and a half isaron. So one is proper, the other half is not. Is yavi shnayim. Bring a mincha of two. Rab Shimon poited. Rab Shimon, all of these cases argues. He says, you are potter. Why? This is not the normal way of being menadiv a mincha. You don't say barley when you mean wheat, and so on. Now the Gemara will explain. Why does the Tanakhama say the neder is a valid neder? You said I'll bring a mincha, and then immediately afterwards you said I'm going to bring a mincha from barley. So it's like you canceled your words. It's like you decided to change your promise. So why do you have to go ahead with it? Amai neder upischa ima. He says promise, but also his opening is right there. He changed his mind. says if he said had charota. And the fact that he said barley means he has charata. So why does he have to fulfill his promise? Says Gemara, Omar Chizki, I give two answers. Chizki says, in fact, you're right. Hamani beshamei. This follows the view of beshamei. There's a machlekes beshamei. So if a guy makes a ned, he starts off right and then he changes it in a way that it's not right. Shamei says you follow the first words he said, and fafal. Once you say harei alai mincha, it's already a mincha, and then you're changing your mind. Fafal. Is a Beishamai Amri Tfayis Lo Shadishin. He's the one who says that we stick to the first four words he said. Now we learn Hareini Nozer. Guys, I'll be a Nozer. Fine. So that's a Nozer. But then he adds, I mean, Agroigis, not from grapes and all that. I'm going to separate myself from dried figs. I'm not Vela from pressed figs. Yes, in other words, now he changed his word Nozer to something that's not possible. Is Beishamai Amri Beishamai says you are a Nozer. Why? Because you look at the first words you said. Are you a proper Nozer? Ubisulaimim ain't a Nozer. So says you are not a Nozer.
Didn't do anything properly.
Because it's a neder, never a neder.
So it's not even a question why you have to keep the original property. Because you do.
No, but you right away said, immediately.
But when you have a neder, sorry, we have a neder against something, that thing has got certain rules of how it operates. If it doesn't fill the rules, we said that's not a neder.
As soon as he says barley, for example, that means he knows it's not a mincha. No, what he's saying is I have charata. So Rabbi Chizki says it only works according to Beishamai. Comes on, Rabbi Yechon, he says, I feel a tame Beisil, I can tell you Beisil. But Beisil says, I want that you, it's not a nozer, so over here also shouldn't be a mincha. But Oimer, he says, he explains himself. Ilu ha-yisi, you know why over here you're bound by the neder? Because initially he said, if I would have known, she'ein noyder and kach, if I would have known that people do not, that you don't make a neder out of barley, lo ha-yisi noyder kach, I would have made a proper neder out of wheat. In other words, the way he originally explained himself is that it's not a charata, he just made a mistake.
So what it means is he says, I wanted a mincha, I didn't know you can't do that, and therefore now, exactly, I have to do the rules.
He doesn't have to use Palat. I'm now accepting.
He's like, just I never canceled.
Exactly.
My
no charata. I made a mistake. Says the Gemara. Ella. Yeah, Kach. Leisha. No, the Kach. Ella Kach. I would have made it the other way. Amma Chizkiya. Loishanu. Elder. Amma Mincha Menasa Eidim. Chizkiya says another thing. Based on his opinion, he said. Only if he said, I'm making a mincha out of barley. Avalim amma mincha min adoshim. Now, barley, there are a couple of minchas that are made out of barley. You have the minchas oimer. You have by a seita. But if he says, I'm making a mincha out of lentils, nobody, there is no such mincha made out of lentils.
Gluten-free mincha.
Yeah, exactly. Is there room on your bench over here for?
Yeah, sure.
There's room over here, Mr. Oberman.
Always room.
Aleichem. How are you?
What if he says I'm bringing in Dogon?
Dogon is not wrong. Yeah. Just let you step back. But he says Adoshim. Because he said Adoshim, it's clear that he made a mistake of it. I'm sorry. Avo Minchem and Adoshim Loi. If he would have said Minchem. In other words, by Bali, Rabbi Yechon gave a whole cheshbon by Bali. I thought that's a valid mincha. Had I known, I would have said wheat. But if he says lentils, he could never have said, I thought it was a valid carbon. No one brings a mincha out of lentils. So definitely, he had charata. So therefore, Chizkiya said, if somebody says, I'm making a mincha from lentils, then definitely it's not a mincha, it's a charata. So I don't understand. Chizkiya is the one who said that the whole vort of our Mishnah is Beishamai, who says we look at the first words he says and the last words. Who cares what he said afterward? Yeah. Who cares barley, lentil? Exactly. So what's, if anything, Rabbi Yechon should be the one who said that vort. Rabbi Yechon is the one who said that you made a mistake, but by lentils you don't make a mistake. But that's not what Chizkiya said. Freddy Gemara, Mechdi, let's analyze it. Chizkiya, Kiman Amalash Maite, Kibeshamai, he learned that this whole sugar was a Beishamai, who says the words, if we look at the first words, Ubeishamai, Meshut, Faisla Shadishinu, the whole vort of Beishamai, if you look at the first words, Mali minas eidin, mali minas doshin. Who cares what the second words are? But the Gemara Hodebei, after Chizkiya heard Rabbi Yechon had to say, Chizkiya is actually Rabbi Yechon's Rebbe. But after Chizkiya heard Rabbi Yechon had to say, he decided to change his mind and agreed with Rabbi Yechon that the vort is you make a mistake. So therefore, Chizkiya says, if the vort is making a mistake, but by lentils it's not a mistake. It's definitely charata. And it's not a mincha. But the Gemara, my time Hodebei, why taka did he change his mind? What did Rabbi Yechon say that convinced him? Amar Rav Masnis and Kashi say, bothered in the Mishnah. If the vort is like Beishamai, we look at the first words, my idiot, the Tani Mincha Minasoidin. So why Taka did he choose a case? A Mincha from Bali. Shouldn't the Mishnah be a Chiddush? That least the Minadoshim, if the vort of the Mishnah is because of Beishamai, the Mishnah should have much bigger Chiddush. If a guy says, I'm going to bring a Mincha from lentils, which everyone knows can't be, must be a mistake. And nevertheless, regardless, you have to bring a Mincha because twice less addition. That would have shown that we follow Beishamai. Now that it says Saidim, it sounds more like Rabbi Yechon because it's a mistake. It's a genuine error, and Itaka wants to proceed with this mincha. Even Beisho. The whole rot is because he makes a mistake. So by barley, you make a mistake. About Doshim, like Toy, nobody makes a mistake by lentils. Rabbi Yechon, so how can Rabbi Yechon agree with him? L'chayde Chizkiya is talking in Rabbi Yechon's shit. So why did Rabbi Yechon agree with him? Rabbi Yechon says, no. I disagree. I hold that even if he said lentils, could be he made a mistake, and if he explains himself that he made a mistake, it will continue with the mincha. Merdi, Rabbi Yechon, come on, Omer, Lishmaitik, Beisil. Let's understand Rabbi Yechon. Whole vote of Rabbi Yechon, because Beisil, people make a mistake. U Beisil, Mishum Toyu, Beisaidin, To, Badosh, To, Luchay, doesn't make sense. So why would Rabbi Yechon say that even if he said lentils, you make a mistake? Nobody makes a mistake by lentils. So Luchay, by lentils, it shouldn't be a minchataka. Says the Gemara, the dvar of the Chizkiya. Rabbi Yechon now is saying, according to you, Chizkiya. Chizkiya, I don't know why you changed your mind. I take a hold that it's only by lentils, by barley, not by lentils. Because by barley, you make a mistake, and if he wants to go ahead and lentils, you don't make a mistake. But you say the vort is because of the Faisla tradition. You change your whole mind to follow me because you bother the Mishnah. I don't understand. He's saying, Chizkiya, according to you, the Mishnah is Beishamai, and therefore we look at the first words, even if you conclude it should be lentils, it should be mincha. I would bother you, why did the Mishnah say that? I'll tell you why the Mishnah say that. Come, let at my time of Hadotabe, why did you change your mind? We shouldn't like Tony Minadoshim, why Taka the Mishnah didn't say that bigger Chiddush? That even if you made a mincha from lentils, it's a valid mincha, I'll tell you why. Dilma loyma boyakama, the Mishnah is trying to tell you that, in fact, there's a bigger Chiddush, a greater Chiddush by barley than by lentils. Why is a bigger Chiddush? Loyma boy Minadoshim, you don't have to mention from lentils. The Ikele Meima. What's the whole vort of Beishamai? You're trying to change your mind. For foul, you made a neder, you can't change your mind. So if he says, I'm bringing a mincha, then he says lentils, it's clearly he's trying to change his mind because there's no such thing. And Beishamai says, hey, you can't change your mind. Faisla tradition. But in the case where it's barley, could be he's not changing his mind. Could be he took it from the beginning. That's what he wanted to do. Because people do make a mistake and think it's barley. So maybe Beishamai would be moided in this case that since he clearly made a mistake, he's not changing his mind. Maybe Beishamai moided, it's not a mincha. There's no mincha. You can't bring a voluntary mincha out of barley. So maybe Beishamai says clear that it's not changing his mind. This is exactly what he wanted from the beginning. He wanted to make a mincha in barley, and you can't do that. So fafal, no mincha at all. And the Chiddush mission is that even in barley, it is a mincha because twice the tradition. So faket. So Chizkiya didn't have to change your mind. You can say by lentils, clearly he changed his mind with Torah tradition. And the Chiddush Mishnah is that even though it's barley, you grab the first lashon. But if I don't know why you change your mind, Rabbi Yechin gave his Rebbe a hard time. Sorry.
Big ceremony in the Beis Hamikdash. What's a ceremony? They're bringing Bali, bringing the first Bali. Oh, Bali, I want to bring my own in the I want to bring the Bali. I want to see that the person could realistically.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
But not Adosh.
Amar Zidi comes along the next page. Comes along Zidi and he says, Loi Shanu, when do we say you follow the first Lashon? Elad Amar, he said, I'm bringing a Re'alai Mincha Minas Eidim. So he said the word Mincha, that's one version of Rashi, or he said Mincha Min Has Eidim. Aval Loi Amar Mincha, if he just says Mincha Eidim, not min hasaidin, but min hasaidin, loy. Then you don't say it, it's one lashon, it's not two lashonis. When he says mincha min hasaidin, there's two lashonis here. So he says mincha, that's lashon number one, and then he adds min hasaidin. It's like each one is a phrase in its own right. So we can say that once he said mincha, it's a mincha of wheat, but if he says, I'm bringing a min has sa'idim, there's no two phrases, it's one phrase. Therefore, even according to Bishamai, there's no tfeish lashonishin. That's the first Rashi. The second Rashi is, he, as long as he added the word mincha, we can say tefois l'shonishin. But if he says, he says, harei alai sa'odim, that's all he says. We know what he means, harei alai sa'odim, he means mincha. Then there's no tefois l'shonishin, because there is no l'shonishin. He never said the word mincha. Yossi Rav Nachman Kamal, the rest of the Gemara sounds like the same Shana Rashi. Yossi Rav Nachman, Nachman said to Kamal, Allah Shmaid, you repeated this whole sugya, Eisver of Rav Nachman, as Rav Nachman question, says in our Mishnah, he promised, he said, Hadei, I'll bring kemach, cheap flour. Yavi Seilis, he brings fine flour. Lav, all it says is kemach. It doesn't say the word mincha here, or it doesn't say minchas kemach, it just says kemach. And yet we say, tfeis lo tradition. And yet we say you got to bring a proper mincha. No, the amma mincha. He said the word. He said mincha of seilus or mincha seilus. He said mincha of seilus. He added the word mincha here. So Mishnah didn't bother spelling it out. So not sure why the Gemara continues asking the same question. Basically, labors away because you have the same principle. Says the Gemara, right? Belay Shem Levain. If he said I have no oil and no incense, Yavi Shem and Ulevain. He brings oil and incense. My love, the loyal mincha. The Mishnah is mentioned with mincha. It doesn't say mincha. Yet we say what? It's a proper mincha. We follow the first lashon. We know what he meant. Loy d'amma mincha. He said clearly mincha. I'm bringing mincha without shem and without levain. He did say the word mincha. Okay, it says the Mishnah. If he says chatzi yisarin, if he says bring a mincha, but he doesn't mention the word mincha, I'm bringing half yisarin. Yavi yisarin shalom. Bring a mincha, but full yisarin. My love, the loyal mincha. Say the word mincha. And yet you're making him bring a whole yisarin. Loy d'amma mincha. He did say mincha. Look at the sefer. It says in the sefer, if he says I'm going to bring 1.5 israelis or a yisarin and then a half, he brings 2 full israelis. You're saying he said mincha the whole way through. You say first lashon, here's the kula. Because what's the lashon mincha, and what's the standard mincha offering? An yisarin. So if it's for the tradition, that's it. His mincha is Yisarin. And yet if he said Yisarin and a half, he got to bring 2 Yisrainis. We're going after the second Lashon. Why? Yichayiv le Yisarin. Ki amachetz Yisarin leklum amar. If he adds anything afterwards, it's garnish vet. L'chayde, you say tfeis le tradition. Look at the first words he says. Says the Gemara, loy tzricha de amar. He said, this is what he said. Harei olai mincha. I'm bringing a mincha. And he first said chatz Yisarin. And then he said Yisarin. So because, what do we say? By saying chatzi sodden, what did the Mishnah say at the case before?
It becomes a
exactly. So chatzi means full sodden. So when he says re'alai mincha, chatzi sodden, we discount the first word chatzi sodden, he brings in sodden. But then he adds another yisodden. Ki even the amma mincha ichayv lebi sodden, ki amma chatzi sodden le klum kamar, is nothing, right? Because you have first association. Then ki hodder amma yisodden, sounds like another mincha. Or maiz yisodden, sounds like he brings another yisodden. Rab Shimon says, you are potter. We're saying the whole time first lashon rishon, and he said mincha. If he clearly said mincha each time, what's Rab Shimon saying? He was not menadiv kederech hamisnadvim. What do you mean not? He, according to the way you're learning pshat in the Mishnah, even though he omitted the word mincha, he said the word mincha. So how is he different than a normal misnadiv? Why you call him like this? Not because he's not mincha. So he starts up a mincha. So the Gemara, Amar Rava, Rav Shimon disagrees. Beishamai says tfois lashon rishon, and Behil says you look at lashon achron. But you have a third opinion, Rabbi Yosi. He says you look at the whole sentence, beginning and end, and then you get a better picture of what he's trying to say. The shittas Rabbi Yosi, I mean, he followed Rabbi Yosi, the Amar. You don't only follow the first lashon, you don't only follow the last lashon like Basil, you go after the whole lashon. And by him saying a mincha of chatzi sudden, vi sudden, he's explaining what he meant in the first place. And that's not the normal, since it's not the normal way of talking a half and then a whole, because he's supposed to say two nisrainus. Therefore, he says that it's not a mincha because he looks at the whole sentence, and the whole sentence is weird. You don't say chatzi sudden. Then the Mishnah continues, Misnadev Adam Mincha Shal Shishi Misarn. The maximum that you can give in one keli is 60 isrenus, right? 60 measures. Or maybe bekliyecha, and you bring it all inside one keli. Imam had elai samachalav, but if he says I bring 61, maybe shishim bekliyecha and echa bekliyecha. You bring 60 in one keli and one another keli. Why is 60 the magic number? Why is 60 the magic number? So let's do Rashi, because Rashi explains very nicely. Rashi on the Mishnah. Masnis in big word, Masnis in Hochi, Shakem, Matsinu, Shatzibur. Sorry, one more line of Mishnah. Imam Adela Samachal, maybe Shishim be Kleach, Verkleach. Why? Why 60 is the maximum 1 KV? Why is 60 the maximum? Shakem, Matsinu, Shatzibur, maybe be Yomtev, Horisha, Shachag. The greatest number of Israelis we bring is the first day of Sukkot, and the total amount is 60. So that's how we know 60 is the maximum that you can do in one time in one keli. Shecholi is b'Shabbos.
That's a separate thing.
Yeah, but it's all born on the same day, yeah.
And it's a separate keli.
Yeah. So since on Sukkot, Shishim ve'echad, if you add up all the numbers, we'll soon see in Rashi how it equals to 61. Dayer li'yachid shupachas matzibur echad. So he says over here that since the tzibur is 61, and we should be less than the tzibur, so we're 60. How do you get 61? Let's do Rashi. Rashi and the Mishnah. Maybe. Now remember, on the first day, Sukkot, they bring 13 bulls, and then the next day, 12 and 11. Okay? And each bull gets 3 Yisroinah. So it says, Rashi, you give me parim. There are 13 bulls, and each bull gets 3 Yisroinah. So that's Lamed Tes Yisroinim, Shloish Yisroinim Lepar. That's a total of 39. 13 times 3 is 39. And then we bring also 14 sheep every single day. That's the same. You always bring 14 sheep. And the tailor says, how much do sheep get? Sheep only get 2 Isra'ini. Each sheep gets an Isra'in. A ram gets 2. Sheep gets 1 Isra'in. So you have 14. So 14 plus 39 is 53. Yudal Isra'inim Harinu Gimel 53. And then you have two rams, and each ram gets 2 Isra'inim. That's another 4. So 4 and 53 is 57. Ulishnei Eilim is Dalad Isra'inim Harinu Zayin is 57. And then, because it's Shabbat, it's a normal day, every day you bring a carbon tamid, and each tamid gets an isaran, ishnaim, another 2. So you have 59. But because it's Shabbos, or the Shnei Kifsei Musav, the Shabbos, and then you have the Kifsei Musav of Shabbos, and that's another 2. Shnaim, Harisamachal, total of 61. So the first day, Sukkot, falls on Shabbos, you get a total of 61. And if it's a total of 61, so you have 1 Musav of Shabbos, and you have 1 Musav of Yom Tov. You have a total of 61. If you have 61, what do you get? So on the yoch, it should be one less. Says in the Mishnah Vayitid, Omer Rab Shimon said, V'aloi elu leparim, how can you say they're all in one keli? Remember that the amount of oil you use for each one, the ratio is very different. So by a cow, because it's 3 esrenas and you use less oil, so therefore we say that it's much drier. And by a kevis, so by a cow it's a half hin, but by a kevis it's a quarter of a hin. A quarter of a hin is 3 leugen, but a 3 leugen for one, it's a ratio of 3 leugen of oil for one isaran. Right, Mashenkin by a cow with six leugen for 3 Yisroinus. That was a ratio of 2 to 1, and here's a ratio of 3 to 1, which means by a cow it's dry, and by a sheep it's wet. You can't mix the 2 in 1 keli because you're ruining the kabbalas. So what do you mean that you put 61 in one keli? They never mix the two together. Why not? Look at Rashi. They never mix it together. They mix it together because possible. The mincha of parim is a very thick mixture. The six chatzihim, which is 6 to 3 Israelis, so it's a ratio of 2 to 1. However, the minchas kvasim, which is a quarter of a hin, which is 3 legin for 1 isaron, is much more a ratio of 3 to 1. If you mix the two together, what happens? The nimtzazuch seder comes out all of a sudden that's missing oil in the sheep one, and the zuy seder and the cow have too much oil. You can't mix the two together. Back to the Mishnah. Elos HaHakar, Shimon says, Taka 60 is the magic number. Ad Shishim Yechaylin Levolo. Till 60 you can stir it. Till 60 you can stir it. Omer Olay, Shishim Nivlolin. And Vishishim Echad, any Nivlolin. What's going on here? 60 you can mix, and 61 you can mix. Omer Olay, we told him, he has a few times during Shas. Kol Midach Avchin. Don't ask Kashis. If that's, maybe told that to Rabbi Yemi. Don't ask questions. If that's what the Chachamim say, as they ease this. Aboyim Sor Hu Toivul. 40 saw you can go to mikveh. Aboyim saw chasa kartiv and yochlid ben. If one slightest amount, a drop is missing, you can no longer table. What's chilek? What's the big deal? All the shiurim chacham are very pedantic, very meduig. This is how it has to be. Rashi, maybe yochlid shishim beechad yisar mikleecha. Why can't you put 61 in one keli? Ad shishim yochlid leval mikleecha belegecha. Because with till 60 you can mix in one keli and one leg. Remember, you had a home achleikis. If 60 in a keli, do you have 60 leugen or 60 sreinis, but with one leg? The liber abla b'yakim nokelah b'perish v'emidus. I feel the mitchashim shesod ain't one leg. B'shiv echad ain't no v'lali mitmiya. So we answered everything. Chacham is exact. Back to the gemara. The b'raisa repeats it. The mishnah says shoyil she'ila. They once asked the question. The ma'ilim Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi. Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, who was the tanakam in our mishnah. How do you know if somebody says that he lies? Shishim ve'echad, I'm going to bring 61. Maybe shishim b'kli echad. He brings 61 keli ve'echad b'kli echad, and the other one has to bring a separate keli. Pasach Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi. He's the first one who answered why. Because Reisha Medabim Chamakim. If you remember the story, like Baimed, he was granted by the Roman government that he should be. That's it. Yeah. If you find that the community brings the first day Yom Tov Sukkot on Shabbos, Shishim Be'echad is Dayal Yochid, and when it comes to an individual, Shiyiv Ches Minat Tzibur Echad should be one less. Omer Shimon, Elu Podim Ve'Elim, we're talking about bulls and rams, Ve'Elu Kvasi, the sheep. So, but the bulls and rams you can mix together because the ratio is the same, 3 to 1. It's the sheep, the 14 sheep you can't mix together. They look fussy, may look less than other, they look raka. They look less than but they have another problem. Some of them have kabbalas brought in the morning, some in the afternoon. They ain't nivlolin mize alze, you cannot mix together. They said to him, no, you tell us then. Emma ato, you say something. It says in the Pazi that every single mincha should be mixed with oil.
And dry.
So in other words, the one that have oil have to be mixed. And when can you mix? Only in a keli of 60 sreinis. You'll be able to mix it. They said to him, 60, yeah. And 61, you can't. Call me the chacham kenu. That is how it is. Exactly 40. If the food is the size of an egg, it can generate tumor in others. If it's missing the size of a sesame seed, that means you can sit down on it. Chacham measured. Yes, it's a minimum you can sit down. One hair breath is missing.
It's
tvachim.
I thought we had the minimum for tumor.
We have shloish is tvachim and shloisha, or it's boys, and shloisha is. Ed's boys is. How do you remember? Ed's boys is female. And in counting, the so odd thing is that the hay makes it masculine and then not a. Why talk? I don't know about Jesus. Exactly. So shloisha is masculine. So therefore it's tfachim. And shloish. Okay. Sorry? Dirish time of the crow. Well, he's actually time to cry. So you can read. Rav Shimon is Deutish time to cry.
But he's much more particular on the pasuk, whereas the Yudah is usually.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Says the Gemara, who cares if you cannot stir it? If you didn't stir it, it's kosher. This is a famous Rav Zeder. We had numerous occasions that kol harayil bila, if you can mix it, emil makelboy, it doesn't matter. Or the chol she'enu bila, if you can't, then bila makelboy, then becomes a major issue. Amrav Bibi, Amrav Shimon Levi. My said there was a story. Beprei da acha, there was a story once with a mule. Shall base Rebbe Shemait. Now we know that a person passes away. Never a revius of his blood is metame. We had a machlekes of a revius of two people combined to be metame. What about a revius blood of an animal? Is it metame? Do we treat the blood of an animal like the bones, which is not metame, or do we treat like the flesh, like it is metame? Vishiracham is dumb revius, and they measure to see the revius. It's metame. So they hold that the blood of an animal is also metami. Mostly, it's Rabbi Bisna, hey, Rabbi Shua, but Rabbi Shua and Beseda, Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Shua and Beseda both testified, Al Dam Nevela, Shu Toya. They say that the blood of a Nevela is actually Toyed. That it is Toyed. Because we talk about Shiudim, so we mention these Shiudim here as well. And what's the vart? Why a revius of blood? Because a revius of blood, if it congeals, it becomes a kazayas of like a kazayas of meat. They were killing these. All of these mules or donkeys, la arroyas, to feed the lions, be istar yeshem melech, at the king's den over there, and so much blood there, the oil of the golem shaking, they were sinking there, ad rechavesei and bedam. Fill the knees, they were sinking in blood. You have to be tired, and nobody said a word. Isn't that a raya that the blood of an animal is not metame at all? Ishtik, he didn't say anything. Omler Zika said to Rabibi, my time will come ahead of my one answer. Omler, he said to him, why answer? Because I'm so distracted. You know, I'm distracted, I'm so poor. Hey, I had like an answer. Your life is hanging on the lines there. You can only plan a year ahead, you can't plan beyond that. You have no idea how you're going to live. You're already worried. You're already worried what's going to be. You don't have enough food from week to week. You have no idea how you live next week. It's even worse. You won't believe in your life. If you cannot cook yourself or bake yourself, and you have to rely on the bakery, I end 11. So who can concentrate and think of an answer? Who gavra? Our partner, somebody talk about some third person, and me, that person, I have to rely on this. And therefore, my haviyala, what's that? It's a good question. They see clearly that blood doesn't matter, but they by Oyle Regu, Rabbi Yehuda was Moirainer the Beinasir. Rabbi Yehuda was the Rav who paskened in the house of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Which Rabbi Yehuda is this? Rashi says here in his Girsa, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi was a Shimon Yochai's
contemporary.
How could it be the Rav by how old would it have been?
But wasn't the whole discussion with Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi?
Yeah, that's Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Yochai and Rabbi Bar Eloi. This is now Rabbi's house, and Rabbi was a nasi already, and Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi was his rav. Rabbi learned from Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who learned from Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Yeah, but Rabbi became a nasi. I don't know what age he became a nasi, but Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi must have lived a very long life, and he was the rav of Pesach for the Rabbi. But now Gemara, we don't say Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. It's such an Ashi's gives here. It says over here in Rashi, "Vahoyel lehem lebeis Rebbe moed haroz." I had a mord asra. Val piv hayo oisin kol divrein. The following everything. Vahu tziva lehem leshar. He told them to measure. Rebbe is a nasi, and he doesn't pass in his own house. He had a rov, a live-in, what do you call it? Scholar residence. Rebbe was a dayan. Rebbe was a nasi. He was the head. Okay, but. Fine. Of who? Daniel.
That's the Shirish of his name with a paid race.
And he took a paskin like himself. He's the one who said before that blood is metame, and he paskin like himself. That's metame. It's not a beautiful image. She should avoid the Kulabesh Amukh. Sorry. He passed in six things out with the Kulabesh Amukh. More idiots, they list all this machlekes, and generally we follow Basil. But in six cases, we follow Bishamai. And one of them is Dam the Velas Bisham Matar. He passed in like himself that he passed the Bishamai that he would retire Basil Matamin. So what? So we are Mekul. So So he, so we're not worried about the blood of an animal. That's why the rego wasn't an issue or whatever. That's how he passed it. Even according to Basil, who's machmir, and said the blood of an animal tamei, leitimu ela b'reviyas, is only matamei when it came to a reviyas blood. It has to be a minimum reviyas. Why? Hoyel the yochel likresh. The lamed al kazayis, because a revias of blood can solidify and turn into a kazayis of meat, and that's what the whole word is. Okay, so yeah. And take